Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
19 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. The Canadian dollar today trading at 71.80 cents U.S., the TSX falling just shy of 25 points today. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says his government will introduce legislation next month to ban the use of speed cameras across the province, calling them a cash grab. Ford believes traffic can be slowed down through alternative measures, such as large signs with flashing lights, which the province will require municipalities that currently have cameras to use in school zones. The government says municipalities will also be encouraged to use speed bumps, raised crosswalks, and roundabouts. Ford is framing it as an affordability issue. Meantime, Doug Ford says the situation at Marineland is terrible for the 30 belugas that remain there, the last captive whales in Canada. Marineland recently requested export permits from the federal government to move all its belugas out of the country. The government has yet to make a decision on the request. Marineland has been up for sale for nearly 2 years and has been closed since September 2024. Police in Wisconsin are investigating the death of a Canadian man who was shot and killed yesterday. The family of Stouffville-born Giovanni Michael Robinson says he was visiting the upper Midwest on a golf trip in Sheboygan Falls and was also a new father. Local police believe the 32-year-old was shot by someone driving a small, dark-colored SUV. Robinson was born in Stouffville, but was, most recently, living in Pennsylvania. Canada Post will reduce the frequency of door-to-door letter mail delivery. This is expected to increase the time it takes Canada Post to deliver letter mail from an average of 3 to 4 days to an average of 3 to 7 days. A report to the federal government also recommends changes to the company's collective agreement to allow the Postal Service to hire part-time workers for weekends. In sports, Toronto Blue Jays fans had the chance to secure playoff tickets today. They showed their hope in the Jays securing a spot in the American League Division Series, with all three potential home games selling out in under 90 minutes. Tickets for the 100 sections of Rogers Centre went for as high as roughly $620 for the ALDS games. Meantime, the Blue Jays will try to avoid a sweep against Boston this evening after losing their grip on first place in the American League East. The Jays are tied with the Yankees atop the division after an ugly 7-1 loss to Boston last night. NHL preseason this evening. It is Toronto at Montreal, NFL tonight, Seattle at Arizona. Hot country weather, cloudy skies with the chance of showers this afternoon and this evening. The risk of a thunderstorm this evening, 14 overnight. Friday, sunshine, and 23, sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Right now in Newmarket, Aurora, it's 19 degrees. From the Hot Country News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.